you didn't come to A&M on the most conventional route. Let's talk a little bit about what you did before coming to A&M.
Well, actually, I enlisted in the Marine Corps before I came to A&M in 2007. I graduated high school in May, and then I thought I didn't get into A&M, so I went to the Marine Corps, which I was going to do anyway. I was going to do the opposite, but I went to the Marine Corps first, enlisted that July, did all my stuff, came back, and then I got on a period of active duty for about a year or so, and then after that ended, I realized, oh, crap, I actually have something. I have to do stuff with my life now, and so I thought about school, and A&M was the first place that like came to my mind, because I knew that's like from early on, that's where I wanted to be. So I applied here, and then thankfully I got in because it was the only place I applied to. So here I am.
Okay, cool. How do you think your experience in the Marine Corps will help you as the Corps Commander at A&M?
Well, I will say this. The Marine Corps taught me a lot of patience and discipline, and those are two things that are very well needed in being the Corps Commander. It also taught me how to deal with people that may be a bit difficult, which is also a good quality to have. But, I mean, in the end, the Marine Corps taught me to, you know, interact with other people who may not necessarily agree with me on everything, but, you know, just talking to those diverse people and getting different points of view and then taking that and making it your own, or and to lead your people, that's, you know, in essence what I've learned from both organizations. So I hope to utilize that in both.
Right, right. Great. All right. And you are going to be the first veteran and the first African-American to be the Corps Commander. What does that mean to you?
It's like a double whammy. I was like, wow, that's really... I didn't think about that. Neither of these that I actually, you know, think of, other people brought them to me. But it's very extremely humbling. I, you know, to A&M's legacy is built on service to our nation, and you know, to be the first veteran if I am, you know, that's amazing to follow after all those people and, you know, be in this position. And also, I mean, the first African American that's I hope to use that platform as, you know, as a beacon to other people. So who, you know, of all different, you know, races and religions and genders. So I think that that's a very important it's kind of cool actually to see that you're kind of like a role model of two different, you know, underrepresented people. So it's kind of it's very humbling, but very cool at the same time.
Great. And tell me about some of your goals for next year. I know you actually start May 5th, but what are some things that you're looking forward, not necessarily changing, but improving within the Corps?
Well, obviously the big things we're trying to change are the Corps' GPR. We want to raise... we want to be to at least the university average or above. Right now, we're kind of trailing them a little bit. So we're building different things and changing different policies to better suit the academic needs of all of our cadets. A big one that we're trying right now is to bridge the gap between the university and the Corps. It seems like there's, you know, everyone kind of thinks of us as the core lives over there, and you know, and then this is the rest of A&M, and you know, it's not true. We're all Aggies, and we're trying to make ourselves a little bit more visible, a little bit more social to everyone else to show, hey, we're not just, you know, the kids in uniform that yell really early and wake you up. You know, we're actually, you know, regular kids or regular students. Come out, you know, come to the quad and see what we do. We're going to try and invite some organizations to come to some of our morning runs and things like that, and also encourage our cadets to get out and be more involved on campus in the different... I mean, there's 800 organizations besides the Corps. I mean, there's something else for them to do, so we're going to try and push that and work with different organizations to do some things like that to, you know, help blend us all together a little bit.
Okay, great. And last question, what do you think maybe some of the biggest challenges that you experience next year as Corps Commander?
I think some of the biggest challenges are some of the different mindsets that we're going to have because the Corps is going through a change and the university is going through a change, you know, with us going to the SEC, and think policies are changing, and you know, everyone's so caught up in the way things used to be done. And so I think those past mindsets that people have about how you know, the core used to be and how we used to do this, and now we're not doing that anymore. So I think having to, you know, deal with that and bring them on board with the vision that the core has set is probably going to be a bigger challenge for me. But luckily I have an amazing command team, amazing group of rising seniors that, you know, to work with. So hopefully we'll be able to combat that and, you know, push forward.